A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. If you like the show, and you can find your way to soundoflife.popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the little Amazon banner, buy what you would want from Amazon as normal, and the guys will get a couple cents and help to keep this show, as well as all the others that they put out, free for you.
I am hope.
I am hope.
I am Esperanza.
I am hope.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
I am Old School Mike.
This is Sound of Life.
12-year-old Dre.
I am Old School Mike. This is Sound of Life.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
This is Sound of Life.
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 I am 12-year-old Drea.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Sound of Life podcast. You know what? This is an Old School Mike teeny bopper pizza party. That's what we have going on right here. It is I, the Old School Mike, joined by
12-year-old Drea and my best friend in the whole entire world. Say hello,
Megan.
She's very nervous about this episode, so.
Megan is our hope this evening because we are hopeless because kid just has a lot of stuff going on. If you hear the clicky clacky in the background, that is my crazy dog. And yes, it is true. We are having a pizza party. And the dog's probably wondering why she doesn't have any pizza or food right now. We are having a pizza party. We are eating. I'm going to try and keep the mics low on the part. We're just going to crank this out real quick. Just the two teeny boppers, and really they're not teens at all. They are pre-teens. They are the 12s, right? You're not 13 yet, Megan, right?
Oh, no.
She gave me a head shake. She won't even say no into the microphone. This is going to be good podcasting right here. When hand signals, she's going to start doing sign language to me.
She does do sign language. So do I.
That isn't going to help me at all, because I don't. Anyway, who wants to go first? What do you think? You have your friend on the show? You think it's your show all of a sudden? Whatever. Here, you run the show. Talk.
Okay, well, my first song is actually a new remix. I don't remember her name. It's called Summertime Sadness. It's like Ramala Delay or something like that. Lona Delay or something like that. Anyway.
Lana Del Rey?
Yeah. She normally does a really slow version of the song, and I tried to listen to that song, and I just never really liked it. There's the new songs on the radio that it's her song, but it's a remix, and I love it so much more.
Lana Del Rey versus Cedric Gervais. You can buy it on iTunes. I don't know, it says something about top 100 DJs, and it's not DJ Old School Mike, so whatever. 2 million hits on this song, though. This is guaranteed. It's more popular than the song I'm going to pick tonight.
I got my red dress on tonight, dancing in the dark in the pale moonlight. Done my hair up real big, beauty queen style. High heels off, I'm feeling alive. Oh my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above. All sizzling like a snare, honey, I'm fire. I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore. Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness. I just wanted you to know that baby, you're dead. I got that summertime. I know if I go, I'll die happy tonight.
Alright, so why do you like this Lana Del Rey song?
Because it's like one of the best songs ever.
Megan, do you like this song?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you like about it? Is it good to dance to? Does it get you moving?
Drea.
Do you like her voice? Well, you know, what do you like about it?
Drea taught me a dance to it. I guess that kind of makes the song better.
Oh, you guys have like a synchronized dance?
Kind of like a duet.
Yeah, we do.
Nice. Oh, I'm sure I'll get to see that. You guys, you listening audience, you do not have to sit through that, I'm afraid, but I will.
We were practicing
what?
In the room.
Yeah, seriously, like for like 3 hours. Anyway, but my point is...
All right, cool. Well, Megan, you get the idea of the show. Yeah. What, do you have a song that you think people
yeah.
should listen to or that you like a lot or what?
Well, my favorite song at the time is Same Love by Macklemore.
Our show is no stranger to the music of Macklemore. We have had Macklemore many a times. Yes, yeah. So, alright, so here's Same Love.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Trippin'. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
My love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm.
press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, my love.
Okay, that was Macklemore. I can't say his name. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's Same Love. So, Megan, dun dun dun, drum roll. What do you like about that song, or why did you choose that song?
I think it just, like, proves a point about, like, how people live, I guess.
What's the point?
That, like, it's okay to show who you are, and you shouldn't feel, like, odd about who you are.
Like, we should all make up t-shirts. Sound of life on the front, and on the back it says, like, it's okay to be gay. Like,
no, because, like, there's fat people and there's skinny people. It's okay to be either.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I agree. It's definitely a good message. We have talked up Macklemore quite a bit on this show. Macklemore is a rapper from Seattle.
Something about Macklemore is that on his live performance at the MTV Music Awards was that he, before he performed the song Same Love, they were like, yes, he's such an honest person, and in thrift shop, he's kind of saying, like, oh, it's okay if you go to, like, Goodwill and stuff like that. Like, he's kind of putting a point, okay, now it's okay to be gay or whatever you want. It's okay to stand out and everything like that. So I think that it's really cool that we have an artist like that instead of people that are like, oh, yeah, I woke up in a new bug. Bugatti or whatever that's called thing. It's like, I'm the richest person in the world and stuff like that. So I think that's really cool that he can stand out.
Bugatti is a really expensive car. Yes.
Yeah, that song was stupid. I don't even know who it is.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Macklemore is from Seattle. The guy that I'm going to talk about is from Seattle also. Right around the time when Macklemore was coming out, this guy, the MC type, was in a group called The Let Go. And, they were coming out in the Seattle scene at the same time. I totally looked at Megan laughing and I lost my place. Anyway, and then when Macklemore hit his whole drug problem and fell off the face of the planet and stopped making music for however long, these guys kept plugging along. Well, anyway, the song I'm going to pick is from the MC Type, and now Macklemore's back, and he's a huge, big deal and making tons of money on an independent, you know, no record label. And this guy is not making so much money, but he is still super, super cool, and he is pretty popular on the indie scene. Anyway, this is the MC Type, and the song is called Ocean of Emotions.
When I was 31, I rapped about being young over a beat that didn't have any drums. I was wondering, drums, when will you come? Right now would be a good time to bump. And when the beat dropped, I changed my inflection. I sound passionate, it's impressive. I give the impression from the pain I'm expressing. I learned life lessons and changed my direction. If it affects them, I wanna let listeners know. Hip-hop is dope, I will protect it. My emotion is real, so I project it. In hopes you feel it and won't feel rejected by a culture of guns and drugs, thugs and clubs, when all we want is love. Open your arms, give the world a hug. This song is for us, every one of us. Cause every one of us is special and unique. You are given a voice, use it to speak. I speak on these beats to defend the weak. Stand up for the oppressed who are nothing like me.
I'm sad, so sad, I have emotion.
Get your heartstrings, make you shiver, give you goosebumps. You are alive, this is life, and my reminder to live it up. Don't fill your cup, being sober is cooler than driving drunk. So ride with us, get high off the vibes from your iPhone's buzz. While I bust, this is peace of mind, my peace of time, the moment to shine. It's mine, it's fine if you grasp it, or is it selfish? I must show you my soul, where the self lives. I'm reflecting, looking for the best things. Those shortcomings, we are healing. We are dealing with the feelings that come from being real as fuck. Yup, that's a curse word for emphasis. As dramatic as my entrance is, it's moving like you pretend this is. I'm never ending it, I know I was meant for this. Drop out the drums, now silence. Now silence. You can hear it in my sorrowful heart.
In this random auto-tune park, I'm sad, so sad.
Yeah, so that's the MC Type from the album, Ocean of Emotions, from the album A Good Tattoo. It's even a good name for the album. He had a series of EPs, which are like little, like indie artists generally put out like a bunch of little albums, like three or four songs. And they were all called A Bad Tattoo Volume 1, A Bad Tattoo Volume 2. So then you pick like the best songs from that and you rework them and then you put them on an album and now it's A Good Tattoo. But what did you guys think of the video to that, or the song in general? The video really kind of goes along with the song somewhat, but I knew you would have an issue with it.
I'm sad. So sad. I have emotions, something like that. Anyway.
Awesome is what it is.
I got crazy emo hair. I would not, like, listen to it very much if you weren't, like, around or anything. Like, if you are in the car listening to music, I probably wouldn't care if it was that song. But if it, like, I don't know. Like, but if we listened to it too many times, I'd be like, Dad, turn off the emo songs!
Well, that's just it. It's making fun of emo songs. It's making fun of, like, emo rock bands and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it's old person rap. It's for an older audience, I think, than you. I don't think that you would really understand a lot of the jokes that the MC Type makes. But anyway, Megan, what did you think of the video or the song? Do you have an opinion, ma'am?
I don't really know because that's the first time I've seen it. But I'm pretty sure, well, I don't know if that was the first time I've seen it because I'm pretty sure I've seen it before from, like, my sister and stuff. But, I mean, yeah.
Do you like it?
Like, in the beginning, I was like, all right, this is an okay song.
It's kind of catchy. It's a smooth beat. I like it. It's a good song. It was my pick. Anyway, Drea, you told us that I'm doing two songs tonight, and we really don't have time for that. But, you know what? Why not? Let's do it. Hope's not here. We're throwing all rules to the window. To the walls. To the window. To the walls. You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know,
I was just like, that's a song.
You don't know. Sandra Bullock and Betty White do it really good in the movie The Proposal, which was on last night while I was writing a paper for school.
Come on, Margaret. Feel the rhythm of the drums. Now you.
Me what?
Chant
what?
Whatever comes to you, it is the way.
But I don't know any chant.
To the trees. Use your vowels. E, O, O, E. Yes. Chant.
Yes. E. Yes.
To the universe.
Universe. Universe.
Yes.
To the crazy.
Yes.
To the window.
Yes.
Window.
Yes.
Wall. To wall. To the scripture. To my balls. To all you bitches.
Louder.
To the window. To the window. To the walls. To the walls. To the sweat drip down my balls. To all you bitches. Crawl. All ski ski. For the all ski ski. Go bam. To the window. To the wall. Damn! To the window, to the window, to the wall, to the wall. This will drop down my you bitches go. Jimmy, let's take it to the bridge. Woo! Let me see you get low. You scared. Drop your ass to the floor. You scared. Let me see you get low. You scared. Drop
you're
your
scared.
Ass to the floor. You scared.
You scared.
See you get low. You scared. Your butt to the floor. You scared.
You scared.
Now stop. Woo! Now wiggle it. Now stop. Woo!
Yeah.
What you doing?
Anyway, all right, Drea, let's see what you got.
Okay, although I really, really, really wanted to do the song by Drake, I so bad you even heard me having a hissy fit about wanting to do Acapella by Carmen, so I have to say I want to do Acapella by Carmen so bad because I found both of these songs yesterday and didn't listen to them non-stop, I swear. I was dancing to them every single thing that I could do just so I could annoy the people in my house and listen to it 50 times in a row.
I don't think I heard this song at all, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
It's all party, we can do what we want.
Wait a minute, that's this song?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh,
no,
that's the Miley
Cyrus.
Yeah, you saw Miley Cyrus in the background of the Vivo video and you started singing the song. I'm like, I know that song, it's terrible. And if anybody saw the VMAs or whatever, the MTV whatever award it was the other day with her playing and Robin Thicke dressed like Beetlejuice, who is literally like Beetlejuice, because he wanted to get the hell out of there very quickly.
I didn't get what that foam finger was for.
Seriously,
I don't know either. The whole thing was just goofy, and that poor little girl was just over the top, and somebody needed to tell her that. It wasn't working. And, hopefully she knows that. But it was like, I don't know, it was like a dog marking its territory or somebody just like, you know, I'm a grown up now, look at me.
Her, album's coming out soon, so I want to know what other songs are gonna be on there.
That's probably. But anyway, so this is called Acapella from Carmen, which you had done a Carmen song once before with that 6 foot, 7 foot song, the Little Wayne cover.
Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo, I'ma do it a cappella. Yeah. Once upon a time, I met the perfect guy. He had that Colgate smile, he had that suit and tie. Mama always said, get a rich boyfriend. You don't gotta love him, girl, you can pretend. You bet I totes believed her, yeah, every word she said. Thought he was gluten-free, but all that I got was bread. Mama always said, nice guys finish last. Beat him at his own game, honey, take the cash.
Ooh.
And what a lucky girl you will be. But no, he didn't do jack for me. And if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are through though, watch me hit it solo, I'ma do it a cappella.
acapella. Out on a first date, he took me gourmet. We hit that Olive Garden, my little Italy. Daddy always said,
let the gentleman pay. Never ever go Dutch at the buffet.
I saw his bad intention, he didn't want to talk. He put the saucy on it, time to check my wild. Daddy always said, money can't buy class.
You don't want to get stuck taking out trash.
Yeah, guess it wasn't meant to be. Because he didn't do jack for me. I want a bean with a beanstalk. And if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady. Thought you were the perfect lover. Never mind, bring the beat back. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady. Thought you were the perfect lover.
All right, cool. So that's Carmen, a cappella. It's a pretty neat song. I'd never heard it. It's funny. The whole falsetto part where she goes super high is really amusing. Trey, I know you said, oh my God, this part's terrible. But it was really funny when you think about it. But
yep, the song's really, really, really annoying. But I do like it somehow. I do, just a little. A lot. Megan, you have anything to say?
Well, the music video is a little interesting.
I like that too. It was bright and colorful. It was pretty amusing.
I don't like her with blonde hair. She's got brown hair.
Yeah, no, definitely brunette. But anyway, yeah, so check out the videos for those songs, guys. Check out the songs. It's good stuff. For Sound of Light Podcast, I am the old school Mike.
I am 12-year-old Drea.
And I'm Megan.
The friend Megan. Or Megan the friend.
Yeah, I like that one better.
Cool deal. All right, guys. See you later.
Say bye, Megan the friend.